Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Weird night for the local baseball teams, Mr. David. Can't say that was too nice. A lot of booting of the ball, a lot of the Cubs tied it up, got to extra innings. How often do you lose by 9 runs in extra innings?
Never. Yeah. Good morning, Molly. Happy Wednesday. Never. No. That was the highest scoring extra inning in Wrigley Field history. Enough with this historic stuff going on at Clark and Addison. If you're going to make history, make the good kind. Yeah. They gave up 10 runs in one inning to the Diamondbacks last month. Last night, they give up 9 in the 9. 9. Ryan Pressly, you want more history for you?
Yeah.
Okay. You got me going.
Please.
I heard the highlight. Ryan Pressly is the only MLB reliever to allow 8-plus runs in a game, not get an out, and take the loss since earned runs became official in both leagues in 1913. Thank you, OptiStats.
It makes you wonder if they need some help at the closer spot.
Okay. Well, let's prioritize then. Do we need help at the closer spot if you're the Cubs?
Yes.
Do you need somebody who catch a ground ball at third base and throw it to the right base accurately?
Yes.
Or do you need a starting pitcher because everybody's hurt?
All of the above.
What happened to yesterday's good buzz?
I don't know. There was good buzz in the pregame.
It was.
Yeah, Shota's all fine and well and just being precautionary.
He's texting Justin Steele all the stuff.
Yes.
I was curious about this. And a quick aside.
Please.
When a Japanese player communicates with a teammate or a coach, he has a translator there.
Can't you do that?
Oh, texting.
Google Translator?
Well, maybe so. Okay.
Yeah, isn't that how you do it?
I suppose. I suppose.
Because you probably don't type in English if you're not able to speak it. Well, you probably would type
it
in
never,
Japanese and
I've
translate.
Never texted somebody who spoke Japanese.
Well, but I mean, you've texted many people who spoke foreign languages.
Never mind. But I think when he's talked about texting Justin Steele, that crossed my mind.
But
what's the best way to communicate?
That's a good question. So you're saying, hey, text Justin, tell him. Does the translator
I don't know.
Have to work
That's
his
what
thumbs?
I mean. Yeah. Who's texting Justin Steele?
I just assumed that you could text.
Because texts are so immediate, right? They're so I'm going to grab. I texted Dustin last night. Sorry if I didn't. I was in my feelings about the Cubs at one point.
I bet
when they
were
started coming back, I texted Dustin positively. This team is like just something else. But dot, dot, dot.
And then
the bottom fell out.
Then you went. You did a this bullpen. Dot,
yes,
dot, dot.
In Japanese.
But honestly, I mean, Dustin, you're a Google guy. Do you just hit Google Translate?
I would imagine there's probably a translate thing on your phones these days. Yeah. I'm not an iPhone guy. I'm guessing they have iPhones.
Huh.
A Samsung guy.
I have an iPhone, but I never translate.
Nonetheless, I didn't mean to get us off track
there.
No, but
I'm curious about it
very,
now.
It was a very strange thing that entered my mind.
How close are you to your translator? Is the guy staying in your house if you decide to text someone? Or let's just say that you
tell them, hey, send to Justin Steele this text. And then it accidentally puts it like in, I don't know, they think that you are trying to communicate with AK. And the, and there's Justin Steele at home and he gets a Lithuanian message.
Yes.
Does he just translate it from Lithuanian?
I know. I don't know.
Do you translate it in Japanese and then have
these
him?
Are the kinds of things that occupied my mind when that was the most important issue in my mind about the Cubs. And then the bottom fell out.
Yeah.
And they gave up 9 runs
that
in the 11th inning.
That was unpleasant.
It was so bad. It was almost embarrassing. Both sides of town.
Oh, the
last night, the baseball was just embarrassing.
Yeah, the White Sox should be humiliated. That was... I mean, I gotta tell you. You know what that was?
What?
Predictable. I really felt like they were going to lose the game. I did not feel for a second like they were going to be able to win.
You felt like that was going to happen?
I, honest to God.
I thought at one point.
They got a run late, and I thought, hey, they got a run. But then, David, I just thought they're going to lose.
I didn't. I thought, and I full disclosure, you know, I don't. Right now, you look back.
You're watching the Cubs game.
I'm flipping. You're trying to pay attention to both. It's hard to, especially when the Cubs were in a tight game. But I thought that we had had the conversation. I thought of our conversation when the Sox had the lead in the ninth. Like, boy, they don't have a closer. They don't have a need for a save.
They have one save on the year.
And I thought, well, this is going to be interesting. We can talk tomorrow about how we have a save to discuss.
Yes. I went the other way. They only have one save, and it was in a rain-shortened game. I'm not sure they can save a game.
I was thinking it was going to come through. And it was going to be, and especially when he got the pop up. When he got an infield pop up, you're like, you sigh relief.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's as good. You get an infield pop up, and it's as good as a strikeout sometimes because nobody can do anything. You're not going to advance the runners. And you get an infield pop up, and then Chase Mydroth lost it in the lights.
Another 36 year old on at first with a walk to start this ninth, bottom of the ninth. Popped up. Mydroth settling underneath. And it goes off of his glove. The throw to second is overthrown. Oh, boy, what is going on here in Kansas City?
Even after it bounces off the glove of Mydroth, you still got a shot at him because Canna can't go anywhere. He figures this is going to be caught for sure. Well, it's not.
Did that go off his head?
It looked like it, and then Michael A. Taylor throws it away at second. You got an easy force out. Two on, nobody out.
Stoney.
So they loaded the bases, and then...
Because it's not.
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
why,
look,
Steve?
Look.
No.
That's why. Because no.
That's what it made me think of.
Yeah.
Because no.
Yeah.
Chase Mydroth makes that play 98 out of 100 times. 99, maybe. He didn't last night.
Don't know him well enough. He's just getting going.
Don't you think you know him well enough? He's a major league infielder. Don't major league infielders that play?
He's a young guy. I don't know him well enough. I don't want to even mention his name after that.
Chase Mydroth?
Well, I don't want to be mad at him in any way, and I don't want to mention that he missed like a routine.
Okay, we will.
And they gave away
the second baseman at the time.
That's it. There you go.
Really. The expectation was he was going to catch it. They were going to hold on and escape. Finally, end that losing streak to the Royals.
Oh,
but
my God.
Didn't happen.
That was – but I, as I said, the whole closer thing, the whole save thing did go through my head.
Yeah.
Because they got a run back, which was great. So they're up 3-1. Then they gave a run back. And then you're like, no. This is like a little, it's kind of squeeze the bum time, right?
You just squeeze the bum.
Yeah,
that's what I think whenever I see a game that time. This is squeeze the bum time.
I think they call it in England. They call it squeaky bum time.
Yeah,
where you just kind of
that would be accurate.
Yeah.
Well, it was that way on both sides of town both fan
bases.
The
Cubs thing was the Cubs are having a great year. That was just bizarre. They came back to win as they always do. And then,
but you know how it goes.
Whatever that was.
You know, if you have one bad thing happen, then you start to think, just like when one good thing happens, you look at, could that be the turning point? Could that be?
Well, it's not.
Well, that's Stoney. Come on, Stoney. Where'd you come from?
It was both sides of town. And, like, I don't expect anything from the Sox, and I'm barely watching
them. Well, the Sox was embarrassingly bad.
That was embarrassing.
The Cubs was historically bad.
But that was – it was seriously surreal. It was just like, oh, they gave up a run. What? How many are they going to give up? Like, it just, like, the wheels came off.
They gave up nine. There have only been
– 9 runs
there have been
in the
only
10.
9.
4 more – the 4 extra inning wins that have been any more lopsided since 1919.
Since 1919?
Since 1919. Yeah. Back in when the it's just all these stats.
Can you name like the one that was the most lopsided?
Yes. It's hard to 1983, imagine. The Texas Rangers had a 12 run differential.
They scored the 12 or
yes,
they gave up?
The Rangers did, according to Sarah Langs.
Who surrendered?
I have to find that out.
Because that's hard to believe. That is just hard to believe.
It just wouldn't stop. And, okay, this is we'll get to this at the pick 6, but I just wondered, at what point...
Did it just get stupid?
Do you just take him out? Stop the bleeding. Dustin say no, let him sit out
make
there.
Make him and, wear it.
Make him wear it. I don't know.
Didn't record an out.
You have got to live with... Ryan Pressly the rest of the, well, month.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
You've got to live with him. So why would you let him out there to have that kind of stain on his
season? Because there's another game today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
That's why.
So he's got to wear it?
I mean,
why use another reliever?
Right. I mean, yeah. you're not coming back from that. So at that point...
I can see the. That's a valid argument. That's a valid reason.
What's his ERA?
But his ERA now?
Yeah.
He's never going to recover from this.
I'm just saying.
The rest of the season, he's never going to recover from this statistically.
No.
Because you don't give up.
That might ruin his career.
8 runs.
His career numbers may be impacted. How did his career jump?
I'm laughing because the beast's crying. It was so bad.
There's a lot of runs for a closer to surrender.
His ERA is now 7.62.
Well, that's not as bad as I thought it would be.
It's bad enough.
Ryan Stressly is back.
Ryan Stressly has re-entered the chat.
No longer in the circle of trust.
No, he's violated that trust last night. Now you prioritize what is most pressing for the Cubs and Jed Hoyer. You just made the closer argument.
No, he said third base.
I know, but he just said Ryan Stressly has returned.
I think you have a guy that if you gave him some opportunities and really told him he was going to get that role, he's young enough and
Porter Hodge.
Good enough. I think that's where I would
Porter
go.
Porter Hodge.
You have a potential solution. Now the problem is how do you get to Porter Hodge? That seems to be a problem since Julian Merriweather also not in the circle of trust.
He's fallen out since that wild pitch. That really bugged you, didn't it?
I mean, the first you come into a game and the first thing you do.
Okay, the wild pitch wasn't a good look.
Oh, maybe Pitchcom and him and Amaya were on the same page. No, you just stink. Okay, that was awful.
But the Cubs.
Oh, there's a guy on base. I don't know what to do.
The range of emotions on a day.
Mr. Bill.
At Wrigley Field. Nay! Should we go to Ryan Pressler right now? Nay! Can you trust your bullpen? Nay! Do you like your third baseman?
Wow. Wow.
You know, it's unfortunate because there's so many good positive things. And if they win today, it's all going to feel like, hey, they won another series. Let's talk about that. And that will make sense. And this is what you do. This is part of the reaction part of sports. You just react. It doesn't. This is kind of like this post-game show still. It still feels fresh.
Yeah. No, it does.
Both lost.
You went to bed with that, and you're kind of grumpy as you're laying there watching it, and then you had to wake up, and you got to deal with it. I mean, yes. And how they respond to it, I think this is a Craig Counsell day. Okay,
today.
Like, because Wrigley was rocking. I mean, Justin Turner did what he was came. You know what they signed him to do?
Yeah, how about
which
that?
Was to get a pinch hit.
I thought of a lot of people yesterday.
He completely delivered.
Some of us didn't think much of him.
Maybe DFA him. Maybe.
Yeah. That's, well, I mean, you're
that's
looking for spots.
Not going to happen.
No,
he's had two big hits since Saturday.
Yeah, and you think that if you get to a playoff scenario, he might be able to come in and give you a big
yes.
hit.
Because he's been there and done that.
Exactly.
If you now get to the playoffs, but if you don't have a bullpen, you might not be going anywhere.
Can he get the ball out of his glove?
Who?
At third
Justin
base?
Turner?
Have we seen Justin Turner at third base?
I wondered that last night.
Have we seen him at third base?
Once, I think, this year.
Once?
Well,
maybe
perhaps.
We need to see him twice. Maybe today. Maybe today. John Birdie can watch.
Bye-bye, Birdie.
Yeah.
Such a good line. I was waiting, hoping not to have to steal it.
No good. That's not good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm frustrated. Nicky Lopez had a nice game the night before, and then he's on the bench.
He did a nice game.
Because there was no way he could touch Justin Verlander, so God forbid. You know, Birdie might have had one hit in his career off him or something, so the stats told them to sit Nicky Lopez.
Verlander, sadly, was very irrelevant by the end of that game.
By the end of the game, a lot of things that happened
earlier,
to that point. Because it also wiped out the good vibes. That the Cubs came back and tied the game. They're down 5-3. And they had some really clutch moments.
If they had come back and done it again in the bottom of the 10th,
oh my gosh,
that would have been good vibes.
Okay, so I have to ask this before we get to the pick six. The bunt that people will be talking about.
Yes.
I did not, in real time, at first guessing, I thought that you got PCA at the plate. He's not a great bunter.
Yes.
He's been making contact. You trust his bat. I was okay with him not bunting there. I know that got a lot of post-game reaction. I know that it has been talked about and he was asked about it, but I specifically did not have a huge issue with PCA not bunting at that point.
Yeah, I can understand not having a big issue with it. I didn't waste a lot of mental anguish on it, just given the results. But I do think that should be part of his arsenal. I just think a guy like him, who is as fast as he is. Like, if ever there's a guy who could beat out a bunt,
I agree.
It would be him.
It's a tool that it's lacking right now.
It just made me, when I thought about it, I just thought, wow, what? Like, shouldn't that guy be able to bunt? Like, didn't anybody bother teaching him? Because that's not the most difficult thing to ever learn. I just think he should be able to do it. That's all.
Dustin, what was your first reaction?
I wanted him to be able to get the bunt down in that situation.
You were thinking that all the way?
Absolutely.
I bet you the Giants were thinking that all the way, too.
I think, yeah.
They executed a nice bunt.
They did. That?
Yeah, yeah. That's Bob Melvin. That's quality baseball there.
It's a thought for sure. You know, they're you know, kind of all over the bunt in that sense situation. You know, you feel like maybe the ball in play has got a better chance. And that's a good arm. He made some good pitches. So, you know, we had other opportunities to put a ball in play and couldn't do it. But, you know, he made some pitches and got a strikeout.
Well, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. That was unfortunate, but it was the bottom of the 10th. That was what we're talking about.
It just seems like, you know, when you got a guy that can do everything, you should be able to do that too. That's all. I don't mean it.
There was a lot to lament. That was not at the top of my list necessarily. There was so much
else
that occupied your thoughts, and it all had to do with Ryan Pressly.
Well,
I don't know where you go from here. Here's the only thing I'd say about Ryan Pressly that's positive. He faced the music. just like Chase Madroth. Chase Madroth faced the reporters after he let the fly ball bounce off his cap. Yep. Ryan Pressly, after giving up 9 runs, 8 of them earned, they did talk about it. They didn't disappear and sulk quietly or privately. I give them credit for being accountable for what happened and ruining baseball fans' days in Chicago. That's a bit dramatic.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not all on them.
That's nice of you to give him credit, but I mean, again, that's like a bare minimum to me.
I mean,
if you kind of are responsible for something, I don't give you like a gold star because you acknowledged it. I think that's part of the job, and I think, you know, what would be a real awful way to behave would be to just let other people answer for you. Let my teammates defend me because I'm not going to go out there and just take the heat. Hey, you know, it is what it is. We all saw what happened. Here I am. And that's it. I mean, I don't know. I just think that's a really low bar. They both
faced. Well, I didn't absolve
heat.
Either one of them. I just said that was part of the conversation
that
we shouldn't ignore.
No, but you said
that
was a good thing.
It was a good thing.
Yeah.
We don't always see it.
I guess you're right. I feel like you have to see it. I feel like you'd be a real turd of a human if you let other people kind of, you know, try to make amends for you.
A turd of a human.
Well, if I may use a term.
Okay.
Bottoms, turd. I mean, yeah.
All right.
Geez.
I get it. So today, boy, there's a lot riding on today. Ben Brown on the mound, right? Young man has a lot.
Yeah,
he needs to have another big outing.
Can I say one other thing?
Sure.
Like, while I was watching Verlander do well and Colin Ray struggle a little bit, I was thinking, like when the Cubs came back, I was thinking, that's great because they totally got him off the hook. And now it wasn't because they had the worst starting pitcher. They you know what I mean? Like it wasn't because they were outpitched.
So you were relieved because the conversation wasn't going to be about Colin Ray and can he step up.
That's what I'm saying.
But I don't think that should be ignored either.
No, I don't think. I think we could still have that conversation.
See, I think that's a thing because I don't necessarily like.
But I did think the fact that they came back took him off of, you know, the.
Perhaps.
The kind of.
Perhaps. But as you are cautioning me not to overstate how important it is for guys to be publicly accountable, I would caution you not to overlook the fact that Colin Ray wasn't good enough.
And I totally agree with that. I'm just saying they took him out of the firing line by coming back. I felt his teammates gave him a lift. And I thought that was a good thing to come out of the game.
Yes.
And maybe I'm overstating it, and that's
conceivable. Well, they need Colin Ray to be as good as he was last week against Paul Skeens, and they need him to be a middle-of-the-rotation starter the way that things fall right now. And, yeah, I was a little perplexed by seeing him struggle. Everything's relative. He's been very good. And I called him his most valuable pitcher going into this start. But last night, he was less than good. He wasn't as good.
Okay, we've got to get to the pick six, but I know you're wearing a very comfortable shirt.
Yes.
Today, I also am wearing a very comfortable shirt.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, this shirt is so comfortable that as I'm sitting here thinking about it, I think I might have to go through the whole washer cycle with it on.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you're going to take a nap during the next segment.
No, no. Okay. This shirt is so comfortable. I just feel like I might want to wash with it. Maybe I'll just go into the shower with it instead of going into the washing machine. Well, this is as comfortable a shirt as I may have ever put on. I don't know why I need to tell you that right now, but it just occurred to me, like, mother of God.
It's very comfortable. Like, you look very comfortable today.
Holy cow.
Very sporty as well. And yes, it is a flag and anthem.
We both
are sporting flag and anthem.
It's got like a little, I feel like I could sing a recent Post Malone song in this shirt.
Yeah, please don't.
What do you think?
I would hope that you wouldn't, but if you want to at the break, you're more than welcome.
Yeah.
At the break.
I had some help.
You had some help?
That's a Post Malone thing.
Oh, is that?
It's about the destruction.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.